Continuing. The foster father wanted to keep one of the boys, however, and constrained the father to agree to this as the price of the other, the legality of which constituted the subject of the case. One speaker, specifically characterized as harsh, does suggest that the father was cruel to abandon the twins, but even he does not imply that it violated the law. The only issue is whether the bargain the father made to accept one child legally obstructs his subsequent desire to have both. A set of declamations attributed to Quintilian includes six cases about exposed children, in all of which an abandoning parent appears. It is never hinted that he or she is in any way liable or wrong for having exposed a child. And again, the word exposed is the word used in ancient texts for abandonment, for having exposed a child. On the contrary, in one of the cases, the father claims parental right to a reward the son had earned while under the care of a foster parent. The presumption in all the cases is that a natal parent may reclaim an exposed child with impunity, so long as he repays the cost of the child's upkeep. And this is specifically stated as a point of law in Quintilian's most famous work. Quote, anyone who can identify an abandoned child may reclaim him if he repays the cost of his rearing, unquote. It's hardly credible that under such circumstances, abandonment itself could be illegal or even generally regarded as reprehensible. There was, however, an aspect of abandonment that was troublesome to Romans and eventually required the intervention of the state, although without restricting the right of parents to abandon. Rome was a slave society in which the distinction of status between the slave and free populations was fundamental to both the social and economic order. In the cases adduced by Seneca and Quintilian, all of the children, except possibly the crippled Expositi, seem to have remained in free status, but it was possible that an abandoned child would be reared and used as a slave. Allowing exposed children of the free classes to pass casually into slavery was conceptually dangerous. And my interjection, now why would that be, if not the influence, again, of Plato and his emphasis on blood in determining one's status?